ScoresPodcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon Dr. Heckler was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Well, when we came on the air last night at Bodkins, the Trojans pep band was piping up. And here tonight at Fort Loramie, just the same, we hear the Redskins in the background. Fans filing in for this Saturday night interleague battle between New Bremen from the Midwest Athletic Conference and Fort Loramie from the Shelby County League. Redskins off to a good start, 2-0. New Bremen 2-1. These two teams have had a pretty good series going over the last several seasons. Last time that New Bremen beat Fort Loramie was in December of 2012. So the Cardinals feel like they owe the Redskins one here tonight. Corey Britton, sixth year head coach at Fort Loramie, formerly at Riverside before the six, here as the mentor of the Redskins program. He coached a couple years boys at Reedsville Eastern. He's got 2 degrees from Findlay. He's a graduate of Hopewell Loudoun. Corey Stevens is the new first year head coach here at the Cardinals program. Formerly a freshman coach, a Lima Bath graduate, and he succeeds Brad Francis, who was at New Bremen a year ago. He's now at Fairlawn. We saw Brad last night, lost a heartbreaker to Bodkins. Chuck, that was one of those games you kind of figured who had the ball last might win it. Didn't turn out that way. because Jacob Plyman for Botkins got the game winner and then denied the game winner at the other end.
Well, they ran what they wanted to run. They got a really good shot about 6-8 feet out. Plyman made a heck of a defensive play, saved the game for him. I mean, not knowing if the shot's going in or not, but it was a terrific game last night. It was well played for early in the season.
Too soon to call, Chuck, but that game might be a precursor to what we expect in the Shelby County League and in the Midwest Athletic Conference this year. Jackson Center's really strong, maybe a mite ahead of a few other clubs, but it's really even. The bottom dwellers the last few years are better. Top clubs overall maybe not quite as strong. A lot of balance in these two conferences.
Yeah, I think Anna's going to be right up there too.
Right.
Anytime you got Huelscamp and Bixler, you've got a lot of basketball to be played with those young men. But you're right. It's going to be a lot more competitive. You're not going to have the bottom of the league blowouts like you've had in the past.
Fort Loramie Redskins under head coach Britton, 19-8 a year ago, a slow start, came on strong, lost in the regional semifinal at Kettering to Jackson Center, went 7-5 in the Shelby County League, did Fort Loramie. New Bremen last year, 8-15 overall, 2-7 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. As I mentioned, Corey Stevens, the former freshman coach at New Bremen, is now the head man. Neither one of these clubs has really established a primary scorer so far in this short season to date. Maybe that's a good thing. For Fort Loramie, Devin Radiman off the bench led the club in scoring in one game with 14. Caleb Meyer had 12. In the other game, Nick Brandewee had a dozen. Nolan Burning, 9. Caleb Meyer, 8. Grant Albers, 8. Devin Radiman, 8. That has been Corey Britton's M.O. the last couple seasons.
Well, it has. I mean, they had some real studs, some scorers before last year, but last year it was done by committee. Going to do the same thing this year. And quite honestly, it makes it a little tougher to play defense when you have that many young men that can put the ball in the basket.
Likewise for New Bremen, the Cardinals really have not had a go-to guy yet so far in this season. In a big win over New Knoxville, Zachary Burkey came off the bench. He pumped in 12. He was backed up in that game by three scorers who had 9. Trevor Bergman, Logan Suchland, and Nolan Bornhorst all contributed 9 in that game for New Bremen. A good game from Reese Bussey, a 6'4 sophomore. He had 10 in the loss to St. Mary's. In the win over Salina, Bornhorst chipped in with 15 to pace the scoring. So a variety of different names for both clubs leading the way in the scoring department. That bodes well for these two team seasons.
It does. I mean, it gives you the ability to run different offenses, run different things for different people. So you can't key on just one guy.
Let's take a look at our underwriting sponsors tonight for this interconference battle between Fort Loramie and New Bremen. Redskins from the Shelby County League, Cardinals from the MAC. We say hello to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, and Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Also, a big thank you to these Fort Loramie game sponsors. These folks are on with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com during the webcast of Fort Loramie Boys and Girls Basketball Contest. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. So if you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, you'd better call on Tom and Jerry's. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and its well-qualified technicians at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, one customer at a time. And Tom and Jerry's will do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take great pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Eliminate those hot spots and those cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through the company website, TomJerry's.com, or call Mike Holdhouse, 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Well, Dan Holland, Superintendent of Schools at Fort Loramie, is on deck next here on ScoresBroadcast.com via a pre-recorded interview. I had the chance to chat with Dan earlier this week, and he brings us up to date on the unique successes of students athletically and academically at Fort Loramie. He highlights the big cancer benefit basketball game coming up on December 27th and notes the three recent college signings completed by a trio of female student athletes.
Three young ladies, both in three different sports. Madison Lessing signed a letter of intent to go to UNOH in golf. Kennedy Gephardt, an outstanding athlete, signed at BGSU for track and trine, and she will be competing in the pole vault. Between all our fall sports, we had over 20 All-Ohio student athletes, and also Max Hoyne was Player of the Year in Division VII in defense for football. So we've got kids that are excelling on the court, on the field, and also in the classroom with the academic All-Ohio's as well.
Hoops for a Cure, outstanding event coming up for a great cause, December 27, when Fort Loramie hosts Anna.
Our Fort Loramie FCCLA is sponsoring Hoops for a Cure. $1 from each T-shirt sold will go to the Susan G. Komen Foundation for Breast Cancer. We are wearing pink, and the folks from Anna will be purchasing white T-shirts, so it'll be pink versus white when it's really red versus green on the hardwood, and we're looking forward to being able to contribute to that great cause.
Hey, highlight the FFA students, ninth in the nation in their endeavors.
Yeah, I was really impressed. Justin Putoff, Blake Holthouse, Austin Bullheimer, and James Keller competed in the national event for ATMS and got ninth place, and I went and watched them practice, and it was really impressive to see how they troubleshoot and just really problem solve, skills that'll help them later in life. But what an outstanding placement for our school and those kids.
Hey, how about the high school band performing at Disney?
Yeah, I was never very musically inclined, but I wasn't able to go, but we had plenty of videos sent back, and the kids had a lot of fun. And Kyle Kanapke, our band director, has done a lot to improve his program and get buy-in from the kids, and it's trips like these that I think help keep his numbers up, keep kids interested, and we got a lot of positive reports about how our kids behaved and the fun that they had there. So what a great experience for those kids.
Dan Holland, Superintendent of Schools, Fort Loramie, thanks so much. We'll see you again in the office on the basketball floor when Fort Loramie plays, and on the basketball floor when Fort Loramie's not playing and you're officiating.
Well, I appreciate that, and I just want to make sure I let everybody know how much we appreciate what you guys do for all the kids, the exposure you give them, the time that you spend to go and make sure that folks that can't make it to the games can listen to the play-by-play. And I just want to thank you for all you do for our student-athletes.
And Dan Holland, thank you very much. Everyone here at Fort Loramie, including the Director of Athletics, Mitch Westerheide, rolls out the red carpet for us here at Fort Loramie. Chuck, we love coming to the Redskins gym.
It's one of my favorites. Always a good place to come. Beautiful gym. Got us right down here on the floor. It's a perfect venue to do basketball.
And the pep band tonight, Chuck, I think can be heard in Newport.
Down
66 somewhere. Pep band is really striking up and making some noise. Good crowd continues to file in. Thanks so much here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What is your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. A full-service accounting firm for you and your business. The In-Between, south of Botkins. Food's not in between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Superb breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. What you imagine, we create. And Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney and Wapak Avenue. Regal for the crowning touch. The lineups and the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. 987282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG, American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Again, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Fort Loramie. Moments before the start of tonight's game here on scoresbroadcast.com between the home-standing Fort Loramie Redskins and the visiting New Bremen Cardinals. We'd also like to extend a big thank you to these sponsors in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, 15 to 50% savings on items made in the store right now at the Jewelry Barn on Rushi Versailles Road, just east of Rushi. And again, we thank these three Fort Loramie Games sponsors on the web online with us for Fort Loramie Games only. They include Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. And a new underwriting sponsor, Mark Jordan for Sheriff. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com throughout the majority of the basketball season. New Bremen Cardinals in the Cardinal Road uniforms, Chuck. It's kind of a slice between what is it, reddish maroon?
It's Iowa State.
There you go. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, only it's not the Hawkeyes.
No.
It's the Cardinals. But bright gold Cardinals across the front, gold numerals. And then that Cardinal uniform, tops and trunks for the New Bremen players. I like that mustard gold. They could go to the concession stand, the entire coaching staff, and get hot dogs and be sloppy with the mustard and not have to do any dry cleaning.
That would be very effective.
At Fort Loramie, the home white, red numbers outlined in black. Quickly, your starting lineups for Fort Loramie. Nick Brandewey, 6'2", senior. Caleb Meyer, 6'2", junior. Grant Albers, 6'2 junior, Nate Meyer, 6 foot junior, and Nolan Burning, a 5'11 junior. Albers at 6'2, Brandewee 6'2, Meyer 6'2. The three tallest young men in that starting lineup. No traditional looking post player when you look out and give the Loramie starters the eye test.
Yeah, no, they're pretty solid all the way across, but they don't have a big post player at all.
New Bremen's opening five, Reese Bussey, 6'4 sophomore, Patrick Wells, 6'3 senior, Logan Sutchland, 6'4 senior, Nolan Bornhorst, a 6 foot senior, Dan Holman, a 6 foot 3 inch junior. Right away, New Bremen wins the tip, and the Cardinals are stuffed on the baseline. Alternating arrow results in Fort Loramie gaining the ball. Redskins to our left, moving screen out high, and right away, the head coach for Fort Loramie, Corey Britton, has a little issue with Kirk Bachman. Opening call of the game, Corey thought the screen was stationary. Bachman said nope. A little movement.
Unfortunately for Corey, he's got the whistle, and Corey doesn't.
Yep, and Corey is wearing some white and black and red, and Mr. Bachman's got black and white stripes on. Here's a long three-pointer by New Bremen outside the arc on the right. It is pumped up there by Nolan Bornhorst. Missed it, no good off the flange. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. No score. We played nearly a minute. Redskins have the ball, forecourt to our left. Here's a pass into the post. It is poked away by New Bremen. Loose on the floor. And the Cardinals scrape it off the hardwood and throw it away. Sloppy start to the game. 6:54 to go in the first. Redskins will bring it down. Wearing 34 on his back is Nolan Burning, 5'11 junior, good three-point shooter. Hands off to Grant Albers, is on the perimeter at the moment. Ball rotated near side to Nate Meyer. Tell you what, Nate Meyer came on strong after an early season injury, Chuck. He had a splendid high school football season on the gridiron. And as we talk about Meyer, a three-pointer is gunned in on the play by the Fort Loramie Redskins. Who popped that one home?
Caleb Meyer.
Caleb Meyer dropped it in as we were talking about Nate. Boy, he was a splendid back on offense and to double up on defense some. Good three-point shot by Caleb to open up the scoring. And then New Bremen makes an errant pass, and Fort Loramie gets it. Redskins try to build on the early 3-0 lead. Here's Caleb, right flank, on top to Burning. Shot fake, foul line. Baseline right, it's number 30, who is Grant Albers. Pivot shot, 8-footer, danced off the rim, rebound by New Bremen. Forecourt right, Cardinals have got it. Nolan Bornhorst in the corner. Sloppy look, he misfires for a teammate, and Fort Loramie steals. Here come the Redskins, Brandewee outside the arc on the left. Gives it up to Nolan Burning between the rings. As I mentioned early on in the pregame, Fort Loramie unbeaten. Two league victories to this point over Rushi and Alston. Here's Brandewee coming off a screen straight away. Lets it fly with the left hand. Barely caught iron and went out of bounds.
That was a little bit off.
New Bremen 2-1 wins over Salina. And New Knoxville, 78-39. Got drubbed by St. Mary's, which has picked on a few teams already. St. Mary's must be roaring and ready to go. We may have a chance to see them later in the year against Sydney. And here is a travel violation on St. Mary's as the player went through the lower part of the key, took steps. One official said walk. That was the out referee. The inside official called a reach-in at Fort Loramie, and the foul stands.
Yeah, I think that was the correct call. There was contact before he traveled.
Inbounding Nolan Bornhorst for New Bremen. He peers into the lane. Gives it up to Patrick Wells in the corner. He sizes up a three. Missed it off the iron. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. 3-0 lead Redskins, who played 3 minutes. Quickly, forecourt left. It is Burning on the arc. He sizes up a three ball. Buries it. Nolan Burning from long distance.
Nobody came to get him, and he stood there for a second. When why not?
Yep, you don't let Nolan Burning play horse on you from the perimeter. He'll skunk you every time. 6-0 Fort Loramie. 4.5 to go first quarter. Cardinals have the ball. Patrick Wells Flips it cross court to the driver, Reese Bussey, into the lane. It rolled off the rim, no good. Rebound shot laid up by Sutchland. It's short, and Fort Loramie's got the board. Brandywita midcourt, 4:16 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie scoring a shutout so far, 6-0. Back of the circle is Albers. Albers gives it up to Burning, straight away to Brandywita. These two clubs, Chuck, were a Fort Loramie win over Marion Local away from meeting in the football playoffs for the regional championship.
Yep, it was close.
Here's Albers in the right corner, leaves it behind him for a teammate. It's Nate Meyer who drops in a bomb. Three trifectas for Fort Loramie.
Wow.
Boy, that's going to be high on the objective list of the Redskins this year. Shoot the threes, make the threes. New Bremen counters with a trifecta. It's good. Nolan Bornhorst sized one up, and he drilled it right through the netting to make it a 9-3 game. Timeout Cardinals, 3:34 left in the first. Redskins up 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And so much gratitude to Jason Meyer, all the staff and associates and friends of ours at American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio region. And Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Here is Fort Loramie inserting Devin Ratterman, the 5'10 junior, lets it fly. A quick triple. It hit the back iron, kicked out to Albers. Albers in the post, back to the basket, fires to Burning on the arc. He rims a triple. Long rebound, volleyballed around. Albers tracks it down. Gives it up to Brandewey, baseline right. Short on the 16-footer, and New Bremen's got it. Redskins kept trying. Fort Loramie commanding the offensive glass that trip down the floor. 9-3 Redskins, 2:48 to go first quarter. Here's a baseline drive on the play by New Bremen. It is Bornhorst to Patrick Wells. Wells fades away, banks it hard. Big rebound, Dan Holman. Right back to Wells. Albers fronts him. Steal from behind, but Burning. Jump ball results. Arrow, Cardinals keep it. And we've got Evan Holscher, 6'3 senior outstanding football lineman, on the floor now for Fort Loramie. As I mentioned, Devin Ratterman has checked in, 5'10" junior, rotating the ball out high. Griffin Retkerman in off the bench for New Bremen, 6-foot senior, walking violation on the Cardinals.
They've turned it five times. That's a bad start to the game for the Cardinals.
Uh-huh. Under 2.5 left, opening period. 9-3 Fort Loramie. 12 points in this game, Chuck. 4 trifectas.
Yes.
Fort Loramie dribbles down into the right corner. It is handled there on the play by Caleb Meyer. To Brandywita, right back to Meyer. Kicked out by New Bremen.
New Bremen's come out there playing a zone now. They're in a 1-2-2 zone.
Holscher, every bit of 6'3". He's the most imposing force in the pivot the Redskins have on the roster. And it's a Redskins club which will rely on good ball movement, tenacious defense, and some good outside three-point shooting. Between the rings, handling the ball right now for Fort Loramie, is Caleb Maurer. He gives it up, gets it back, slings it right side to Brandywita. They try to attack short corner against the zone, then go opposite to Ratterman, and he fires one in. Another triple.
Wow, it's 4 of them.
5 total in this game. 4 by Fort Loramie. Here's New Bremen down the floor. Very bad pass into the post. Fort Loramie with the easy theft. Taken away by the Redskins. Nolan Burning gives it up on the arc to a teammate, then goes to Holscher high post. Holscher behind him to Caleb Meyer. My mistake. I'm being confused. Caleb Maurer, Kalen Maurer wears 43, freshman, six-footer.
Right, right.
We've got Caleb Meyer. Want to make sure we get those two young men distinguished. Easy to trip over that pair. They've both been on the court in this game. Here's the ball thrown to the high post to Albers. There's Caleb Maurer deep in the left corner. He gives it up out high right to Nate Meyer. We conceivably could have two Meyers and a Maurer on the court.
Good luck with that.
Oh, here's Devin Ratterman again. Bombs away. Yes. Devin Ratterman, his second triple. 15-3, Fort Loramie. Deep in the left corner, New Bremen's got it. It's Reese Bussey. Bussey throws right side to Logan Sutchland. Skipping it cross court to Nolan Bornhorst. He lets one go behind the arc. He hits it. 15-6. Loramie by 9. 28 seconds to go first quarter. 7 triples, 21 points between the two. Fort Loramie to play for 1. Nolan Burning controls the ball between the circles. He's got Nate Meyer on his left. He's got Devin Ratterman on his right. Skip pass to Devin behind the screen. Lets it go. In again. Devin Ratterman. Wow. Like radar. 1 second left. Midcourt shot. New Bremen. It caught iron. No good. 24 points in the first. Grand total of 8 threes. 6 by Loramie, which is up 18-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he said hello to everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie, and see them online, too, at Geyers, GAIERS Inc.com. Second quarter underway with the Redskins turnover. New Bremen's got the ball to her right, trailing 18-6. Ball is whisked around the top of the circle into the left corner. Here's a left-hand jump shot by Dan Holman. He pops it in, and that two is behind the three-point line.
I don't think they're going to shoot any twos tonight.
And here's the driving layup before Loramie. Good shot at a deuce. Reverse layup, overshot by Nate Meyer. Redskins get the carom, though. On the arc, it's Brandaway. High right. It goes to Burning. And Burning makes a poor drop-off to a teammate. And New Bremen lets it roll out of bounds.
Now, New Bremen now has come out. They're playing a matchup zone. They're playing man-to-man in their area, and I think that's got Loramie a little bit confused.
First-year head coach Corey Stevens, who coached the freshman last year at New Bremen, is trying multiple defensive looks to try to squelch this red-hot three-point shooting so far from Fort Loramie. Here's a baseline drive on the play by Nolan Bornhorst of New Bremen. Puts up a 10-footer. It skipped off the rim. Rebound to Fort Loramie. Brandewey's got it. 90 seconds gone. Second quarter. Brandewey with the ball. 25 feet away. Goes to Burning. Opposite. Now Burning goes opposite back to the near side. It's very high for Caleb Meyer. He makes a sensational save and flicks it into a teammate.
And there's a travel call on the arc on Albers, who tried to speed into the lane.
That was one heck of a save that time.
Sure was. Looked like one of the NFL players going up to the crossbar and trying to dunk the football over it. Spectacular save by Fort Loramie into the New Bremen bench. Who was it, Chuck?
That was Nate Meyer.
Athletic play by Nate. 18-9, Fort Loramie by 9. 5:50 left, second quarter. Here is Sutchland with the ball in the arc for New Bremen. Straight away to Patrick Wells. Wells on a weave, goes to Sutchland again. Sutchland hands off to teammate Nolan Bornhorst. Here's a formidable drive by him, and he banks it in there.
Bornhorst got 8 of the 11.
And is that the first two-pointer? No, second. First. First deuce of the night scored by New Bremen. All threes up to this point. Here's Albers. Turnaround half hook in the lane from short range for Fort Loramie. Ooh, close. No good. Rebound New Bremen. 9 threes made in this game. 1 2-pointer by New Bremen. 18-11 Redskins. 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Here's a baseline drive by Sutchland. Hands behind him to Trevor Bergman. He runs out of room. Nowhere to go. And he is out of bounds.
Stepped on the end line.
Good defense, Fort Loramie below the basket. Job well done by the Redskins, Caleb Meyer. Again, Fort Loramie on the roster is Caleb Meyer, Nate Meyer, Caleb Maurer. On the roster, of course, is Damon Mesher. We don't see him dressed tonight.
I don't see him over there.
And we'll receive an explanation at halftime.
Might be at the Heisman Award thing.
There's a fine drive into the lane. Brando, he puts it up, a little too much oomph on it. The tip was no good. Rebound down to New Bremen. And here come the Cardinals, forecourt right, and gliding into the lane for the Cardinals goes Dan Homan. And fouling into him as a defender, common foul, Fort Loramie. 18-11 Redskins, 4.5 to go second quarter. Baseline right, Trevor Bergman, the playmaker here for New Bremen. Bergman looks. Still looks. Goes deep right corner to Reese Bussey. Bussey on top to Trevor Bergman. Wow. 28-footer by Bergman. Good. Wow, what a shot by Bergman. NBA style there.
They're back in the game. Down, only down 4 now.
4-point contest. It was 18-6. 8 straight points by the Cardinals. 4:10 to go, second quarter. Baseline right, Fort Loramie's got the ball. It's Nate Meyer. Skips it cross court to the red hot shooter. Another one, Devin Ratterman. You can count it when he lets it go. Wow.
He is right on line, that's for sure.
So you got a quartet of made threes?
Yep, he's got 12 points.
21-14, Redskins by 7. Twisting, turning, Patrick Wells in the lane for New Bremen. Nifty shot, in and out. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Quickly, deep right corner. It is Caleb Maurer. Baseline right to the short jump shooter. It is missed by Holscher. A little too much mustard on that when New Bremen came down with the carom. Dribble drive, Bussey into the lane. Bergman on the arc, thought about it again. Ratterman checks him. Here's a three-pointer straight away by Patrick Wells. It curled around and came out. And Fort Loramie's got the board with 3:16 left in the half. Redskins up 7, 21-14. Redskins dribbling through the top of the circle. It's Caleb Meyer. Hands off to Caleb Maurer. Redskins burning some clock. Caleb Maurer, the 6-foot freshman, throws it out back to teammate Caleb Meyer. It's the Meyer-Maurer show right now. Oh, a little pick and roll down inside to Holscher. And there's a collision. Holscher fell down. Defensive player got there late. And New Bremen fit to be tied with the call. Ruled a block against Reese Bussey.
His first team second.
One of those 50-50 calls that we got a good glimpse of last night with 5 seconds to go at Botkins. It went against the visiting team.
Yeah, that was a little more crucial than this one so far.
Yes. Here's Fort Loramie inbounding. Oh, good play. Low on the right. Shot laid up there by Nolan Burning. Goes all around every inch of the rim and comes off. New Bremen's got the board. Quickly, forecourt right, Zachary Berkey gives it up, give and go, back to Berkey. It's too far, goes out of bounds. Handful of miscues by New Bremen here in the first two quarters. Redskins' lead is 7, 21-14, 2:20 to go until halftime. As I mentioned at the top of the webcast, it's been since December of 2012 when New Bremen last beat Fort Loramie in round ball. Here's Burning, baseline right. On the arc to Devin Ratterman. Look out, another one. Off to the right, no. Rebound volleyball around. Redskins have got it. Good hustle. Straight away, Grant Albers. Left side pass to Caleb Maurer to the rack with the left hand. Short. Rebound New Bremen. Nolan Bornhorst down the floor, splits a couple defenders, didn't walk all the way to the rim, overshot it, knew where it was going, got it back, missed it again. Redskins have it. Minute 39 to go. And Fort Loramie hustling up the floor to Bremen, pokes it away from behind. I thought the Cardinals touched it. Maybe Fort Loramie got a piece of it.
Hit him in the leg. That's what kicked it out of bounds.
So it's a last touch off of Fort Loramie. Redskins a little hasty in coming down the floor that trip. Griffin Retterman, 6 foot senior guard, in now for New Bremen. We got a minute and 25 to go. Travel, left corner, New Bremen. Berkey picked up the pivot foot.
Yes, he did. Kyle Bachman was all over that one.
Oh, yeah, that call has been sniffed out by the officials repeatedly in this game. Tell you what, Chuck, if this crew worked tonight's NBA game in Cleveland, I tell you what, we'd have a stoppage of play about every 10 seconds.
Tweet, tweet.
Traveling.
Tweet, tweet.
Walking. Minute 10 to go here in the half. Out high left, Fort Loramie open, three-point jump shooter, Caleb Maurer. He pours it in. And he was behind the stripe. 8 threes for Fort Loramie in this game. 8 triples. Barely into the lane, Nolan Bornhorst for New Bremen. Throws it right side to Griffin Retkerman. He lets it fly. Yes, a triple. Retkerman's got it. 24-17. It's a New Bremen Fort Loramie football score.
That's only 13 threes in the first half.
That means we're going to see 26 before the night's over. Half minute to go. Redskins work the ball around between the rings. Hand off to Caleb Meyer. To Albers. To Nolan Burning, 25 feet away. Nolan motions. 22-21. Redskins play for the last shot. Arms folded. Head coach Corey Britton looks on. Burning drives into the lane. Penetrates. Dishes back to the arc. Fort Loramie resets. Caleb Meyer drives down the right side of the lane and booted that ball out of bounds.
Dribbled it off his foot again. That's two in a row for him.
Two in a row, but Fort Loramie off the shoe top. 7 seconds to go, first half. New Bremen down 7. Ball thrown to midcourt to Logan Sutchland. He's got an avenue down the lane, all the way to the rack, and he is rewarded with a two-shot foul with 0.4 seconds to go. At the line for New Bremen, Logan Sutchland, 6'4 senior. That's a name, Chuck, that's foreign to me, but it's very popular up in Auglaize County.
Yeah, it's the first time I've seen it.
Sutchland. Never heard of the Such. First free throw, no good. Second free throw, in. 24-18, and that's how the second quarter finishes. Redskins once led by 12, 18-6. New Bremen chopped it in half. Fort Loramie 24, New Bremen 18 here at the half. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report coming up in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at TomJerry's.com. Or call Mike at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And here's the Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report with Fort Loramie on top. The 6-24-18. Chuck?
I don't know if I've ever seen a team make only threes in a half. That's what Loramie did. They had 8 of them for 24 points. They have a 12-11 rebounding advantage, 5-3 on the offensive boards. New Bremen turned it over 9 times in the first half. Loramie turned it over 7. Loramie didn't go to the free throw line. Not shocking, since they only took 1 or 2 twos in the whole first half. New Bremen 1 of 2 from the free throw line. They were led by Nolan Bornhorst with 8. Then they got 3 each from Retkerman and Bergman and Homan, and they got a free throw from Suchlin. They scored 6 and 12, 18 for the first half. Loramie, Devin Ratterman was hit 4 threes in the first half, 12 points. And then each one, Caleb Meyer, Nate Meyer, Nolan Burning, Caleb Maurer, all had threes. They scored 18 and then 6, 24-18 at the half.
I think Devin Ratterman missed 1.
And it was right on line.
Oh, yeah.
At the front of the rim.
4 or 5. Yep, that's the M.O. for both clubs, that's for sure. And that may be the M.O. for a lot of clubs here in the region this year. If you don't have a big guy, hey, you can make a basket from long range and get 1.5 times the number of points.
There you go.
Versus making it 2 down below the foul stripe.
Well, and I like New Bremen's switch. I'm not sure why they got out of the man and went to the zone. The zone, they were, Loramie did a good job of ball moving, getting good look.
$25 winner. Yep, that's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, 24-18.
In her freshman basketball season in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm running for Shelby County Sheriff. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com. Paid for the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Our halftime report on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sidney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers are on staff at the school locations, providing services for student athletes. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, a longtime underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Halftime score, Fort Loramie 24, New Bremen 18. And now our locale equipment spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. We take a moment and highlight a couple of cheerleaders for each school participating in this game tonight, Fort Loramie and New Bremen. And we will share that information with you momentarily. First, this word from LaCal, back in 60 seconds on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, during boys' basketball games here on scoresbroadcast.com, LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center spotlights two cheerleaders, as I noted a few minutes ago. For Fort Loramie, it's Jenna Fishkelta, a senior cheerleader, 3.6 GPA, daughter of Bridget and Joe, active in art club, mathletes. She volunteers for the Brandewee benefit, competition cheer, track. She'll study nursing at the University of Toledo. I might note that a new first-year cheerlead advisor at Fort Loramie is Whitney King, a 2015 Anna grad. For New Bremen, we highlight Brooke Dickey. Brooke Dickey, a senior cheerleader, 4.0 GPA, daughter of Todd and Bridget, active in Girl Scouts, Dance Club, Science Club, FCA yearbook, and magnified giving. She'll study psychology at Miami. Jane Fishkelta, senior at Fort Loramie. Brooke Dickey, senior at New Bremen, highlighted here tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Well, we've got a six-point game at the break. At one point, Chuck, Fort Loramie had a 12-point lead. And New Bremen decided, well, hey, if you can make threes, Redskins, we can too.
Yeah, well, yeah, Loramie only scored 6 points in the second quarter. They had the 12-point lead going into the second quarter.
Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a new underwriting sponsor. Major business clients served for a quarter of a century by Reese Meyering, CPAs on staff, performing tax and financial services for you, the individual. Also a full-service accounting firm. Controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software and setup, consulting for business startups. Thanks to the internet, computers, easy-to-use accounting software, Reese Meyering can serve your business efficiently, whether you're close or far away. In Fort Loramie, Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants, phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813. Kevin Meyering, 295-3813. Well, we launch play here in the second half. Fort Loramie with the basketball. Jeff Bray noting down in South Carolina what we noticed a few minutes ago. Our transfer rate on the computer screen was dipping down, going back up. It looked like it was going on there for at least a minute or so.
It needed a rest.
I think we're going strong right now. Sometimes our signal here at Fort Loramie, which is on the network that the school gets interfered with, and it did just briefly during the halftime segment. Fort Loramie misfires down to her right. New Bremen, after an empty possession, has the ball. Third quarter of play. Good teamwork by New Bremen. Ball thrown into the lane, and a little left-handed runner is tossed up and in.
That was Homan.
Wow, Homan with the lefty, Chuck. You talk about delicate touch. That was like a feather. And don't look now. New Bremen, once down a dozen, is within four. 6:21 to go here in the third quarter. Redskins with the ball, top of the circle. Outside the arc on the left, it is Nate Meyer. Oh, a good feed down inside to Brandewee. Clawed away by New Bremen. Albers got it back. Tie up in the end. Redskins keep it. Head coach Corey Stevens of New Bremen. Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie. Matching wits here in this game tonight. Here's an awkward spin move by Brandewee in the lane for Fort Loramie. He banged it off the backboard. It circled the iron, came off, but a foul. Two free throws, Brandewee, for Fort Loramie.
That was a tough shot, and they bailed him out by hacking him.
And just in case, we've got our Verizon hotspot nearby. Should, for some reason, our transfer rate here on the Fort Loramie computer network system drop out. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Redskins get the score in the period as Brandewee does not connect on either free throw. Chuck, Fort Loramie at 18 at the end of the first quarter. Not much production since.
No, like I said, they had the two threes. That was it.
11 minutes of playing time, two buckets for the Redskins. Oh, good give and go by New Bremen. And then the player down below the rim is clobbered from behind. Two free throws coming for the Cardinals. Now Fort Loramie simply lost its man on that play. And a good cut to the basket by the Cardinals. Logan Suchland drew the two-shot foul, but he, like Brandewee, misfires on foul shot number one. Here's the second. Left hand in the air. Good. Brandewee and Suchland both shoot with the left. One of two for the Cardinals at the stripe on that trip. 24-21, Fort Loramie up three. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Well, Redskins need an offensive surge. Dribble drive into the lane, Albers. He stops, fakes, little fadeaway, eight-footer. No, off the back rim. Rebound, New Bremen. Redskins coming up cold since late first quarter. Cardinals have the ball far right corner. It is Nolan Bornhorst. Errant pass picked off by Fort Loramie. Redskins down the floor, 3-on-2. Brandewee pulls up on the arc. Hits it. That gets the Redskins off the side.
And that's the first time that Nick has got his feet set. That looked like that was a nice shot right there.
Yeah, a little off balance on his first few shots. That one, he squared up, took an extra instant, let it fly, and buried it. He stripped the cords. 6-point lead Fort Loramie, 27-21. 4:40 left here in the third quarter. Here's a left-hand jump shot in the corner. Suchland, yes, for New Bremen. Suchland counters, and that also was a triple. It is raining triples here at the Fort Loramie gym tonight. Top of the circle, burning, almost let it fly. Gave it up to Albers, clawed away by New Bremen. Then the Fort Loramie player, who seemingly got it back, is tripped. Foul, Cardinals. Head coach Corey Stevens, New Bremen, wants an explanation. He says, what for? He says contact was on Fort Loramie. Corey Britton says no, contact was by New Bremen.
Yeah, they called it on New Bremen.
And the official comes over to offer the explanation. That's how we saw it. 4:25 to go, third quarter. Redskins up by only three, 27-24. The lead was as wide as a dozen, 18-6. Top of the circle, Albers. Left side of the floor, it goes to Caleb Maurer.
Cross-court pass for Devin Ratterman, picked off. Here's a breakaway by New Bremen, and attempted a slam left-hand duck by Suchland. He is smacked hard as he drove toward the basket and lifted off the hardwood. He's awarded a couple free ones. Three fouls on the Fort Loramie player.
Brandewey picked up his third.
He's kind of the quarterback of this team at times. Two shots, Suchland. It danced around and skipped off. At Fort Loramie's offense, stale since late first quarter. Fort Loramie scored only 9 points in almost 13 minutes of play. But still, the Redskins have the advantage. Suchland, swish, on the second foul shot.
He's consistent. He misses the first, makes the second three times now.
27-25. Fort Loramie up two. New Bremen creeping closer. Fort Loramie with the ball. Elbow in the left. It's Nate Meyer. Hurls one cross court. Intended for Caleb Maurer. Broken up by New Bremen. Goes out of bounds. Throwing in Nate Meyer. Caleb Meyer handles. Now it goes to Albers out high. Caleb Maurer, 6 foot freshman. Foul line extended left, overshoots hard. Rebounding foul, Fort Loramie.
Caleb Meyer over the back that time on the rebound.
And now New Bremen can take the lead with a 3-pointer. 3 minutes, 41 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And the Redskins have a slight 2-point cushion. Here comes New Bremen up over the timeline. Oh, ball tipped away. And we've got a pile up at about the 15-yard line. White shirt on a Cardinal shirt. Cardinal shirt on a white shirt. And Bachman, the official, steps in, awards the ball to New Bremen after taking a peek at the arrow. 3:29 to go, third quarter. Cardinals down to the Redskins by only a scant 2 points. New Bremen on a weave out high. It's Griffin Retkerman. New Bremen 2-1. Fort Loramie unbeaten 2-0. Elbow right flank. It's Bornhorst. Skips it cross court to Reese Bussey. Thought about shooting the three. He airmails one to Griffin Retkerman. He'll let it go. Bingo! He's got it. Griffin Retkerman chalk one up behind the arc. Cardinals up a point. Good cross-court skip pass by New Bremen. And Fort Loramie needs a timeout. Down one. Cardinals bidding for their first win over the Redskins since 2012 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I'd like to make a toast to the barbecue beef melt smothered in sweet, tangy barbecue sauce on Texas toast from Frisch's Big Boy.
Cheers!
Well, I'd like to make a toast to their new cranberry turkey melt covered in their cranberry tartar sauce, also on Texas toast.
Here, here!
And I would like to make a toast to the Monte Cristo with ham and Swiss cheese and drizzled with warm syrup.
Was that a fake accent?
Well, it's on French toast, so I thought
Yeah, that's not a French
accent. All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
This is Jack with Chuck at Fort Loramie, and the Redskins now are down a point, Chuck. Wow, New Bremen has stayed strong. Could have faltered down 18-6.
Yeah, they weathered the storm. They've been shooting it really well. Loramie's got to quit trying to live on the threes and yep. Run some kind of an offense.
Oh, yeah, go through Grant Albers in the middle. Yeah, we'll take a look at that. I was in production today, and for some reason our new Frisch's spot is labeled as being 2 minutes and 44 seconds, but it's an outstanding French toast 30. It's not 2:44. We heard 30 seconds. Made me hungry for French toast. Here's a little fadeaway by Fort Loramie. There's a 2-pointer. Speaking of Grant Albers, he hits. That was a beauty. I tell you what, I should say his name more often, Chuck. Fort Loramie back up one, 29-28.
That was a nice soft touch. I thought it was coming off.
Oh, yeah. That ball touched about every centimeter of the orange ring and then fell through. Here's a long three. New Bremen left corner. Wow. Nolan Bornhorst had one dead center. Pop out on him. Redskins got the rebound. Baseline right. Little runner. Caleb Maurer. No. Rebounding foul. Fort Loramie.
Yeah, you cannot, even if you're above them, if you reach over them and try to bring it back, that's two times in a row. They're complaining, saying he didn't touch him. They're going to call that every time.
Yep, they're going to reward the player
in between the Fort Loramie player in the basket who had better rebounding position.
Absolutely.
Yep. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Redskins up one, 29-28. Oh, good shake and bake move on the arc for Reckerman. Pulls up, lets fly a 15-footer. Missed it off the back brace. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. A minute 50 to go in the third. Redskins up one. Mark it down. New Bremen had gone ahead. What, 28-27 with about two to play? Here's a hard drive to the basket by Fort Loramie. No good. A little too much umph on it. Rebound down New Bremen, which had a one-point lead 40 seconds or so ago. Fort Loramie's Albers quickly wiped that out. Now the Cardinals attack through the lane, left side, Bornhorst, three-point shooter, left corner, Griffin Reckerman, he buries another one. Reckerman on fire. How many triples in this game, Chuck? 20-some?
That's his third. 7, 15, 16.
16 total between the two clubs.
Yep.
Baseline right, Fort Loramie down by two. Caleb Maurer on the arc to the three-point shooter, Nate Meyer. No good, off the back flange. Rebound, New Bremen. Cardinals up two, 48 seconds to go. Ball thrown to the cutter, Nolan Bornhorst with the left hand. Knifes into the lane, hits it. What a play by Bremen's Bornhorst. Four-point lead, Cardinals. Final 35 seconds, third quarter. Fort Loramie had 18 points at the end of one, 11 points by Fort Loramie in the last 17 to 18 minutes. Here's a short shot by Burning in the paint. Alligator arms, he pulled the string. Rebounded by New Bremen, coughed up in backcourt. Looked like it was lost by Trevor Bergman, or at least Nolan Burning thought so. But it is given to New Bremen. That might have been a break. Cardinals have 20 seconds to get the last shot. Leading before, 33-29. 16 ticks on the clock late in the third period. Here's Griffin Reckerman. Somebody better find him. Handoff on the play to Patrick Wells. When New Bremen adept at these cross-court skip passes to three-point shooters. Here, Fort Loramie, once up 12, is down four. We've seen a 16-point swing in this game over two quarters. Cardinals lead at 33-29. We've got the fourth to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Thanks so much to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's. Fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, builds a great name, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Eliminate those hot spots and cold spots. Make an appointment online, TomJerrys.com, or call Mike Holdhouse at 295-3243. 295-3243. And Fort Loramie starts the fourth quarter. A long trifecta by Caleb Meyer is dead center, and the four-point Cardinals lead is one. 33-32. Big hoop by Meyer. Bad pass to Bremen, juggled by Fort Loramie, out of bounds. Cardinals retain it. Well, we had, Chuck, the midway second quarter, we had double digits in threes. We're going to get 20 before this game's over.
We got 17 now.
New Bremen with the ball on the arc. It's Trevor Bergman. Cardinals go baseline left, Patrick Wells. Tries to fire a pocket pass below the basket. Fort Loramie's Johnny on the spot and picks it off.
quickly down the floor to Albers. Albers posting up. He's hammered. Two free throws for him. Fort Loramie shooting at the strike for the lead. 6:59 to go. 33-32. Cardinals up one. Albers aims and connects. We are tied at 33. Second shot, Grant. Oh, free throws so critical down the stretch. As we saw last night when Fairlawn blew chances late in the fourth and an OT.
Missed a couple of the front end of the one-on-one.
Uh-huh. And it wound up costing the Jets, who were beaten by Botkins in overtime, 57-56. Both shots by Albers, dead center. Fort Loramie up one. Redskins have come back to wipe out the four-point deficit. Top of the circle, Reese Bussey. Hands off to a teammate behind him. Here's a three-pointer, longest one of the night. A 30-footer from way downtown by Trevor Bergman, and he airballed it, and he comes out of the game.
I'm going to call that a sophomore mistake. That was not the place for that shot.
Nope. Six and a half to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie, forecourt to a right, up a point. Outside the arc on the right is Devin Raderman. Baseline Albers shovels it into the lane to Brandewee on the court now with three fouls. Big possession here. Redskins up one. They've come back from 33-29 behind to lead by one. Here's Raderman to Brandewee back to the basket. Pivots. Arches up a lefty from 15. Overshoots it. Rebound down to New Bremen. That's one of those shots on which Nick hurried, wasn't really set, didn't have a quality look at the rim.
He's got, I think he's still got a little football in him. That's going to come out.
Yep, sure. Deep left corner with the ball, New Bremen. And here's a stop and go move in the lane. Nolan Bornhorst got it. Good looking shot. Wow. He came to a halt on a dime, lifted off the floor, and put it through. And it's 35-34, New Bremen, which goes up one. And Fort Loramie commits an unstationary screen. It's charged to Brandewee, and he's got to come out. And Fort Loramie's down a point. New Bremen possession. 5.5 remaining here in the fourth. Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Gaffney. High-quality furniture priced just right. And the new support report system will enable you to feel a perfect fitting mattress at Gaffney. Oh, what a post-up move. Maybe the play in the paint of the night. Produced by Patrick Wells of New Bremen. Strong action by him as he flipped it in with one hand while being pushed off his spot. He's got a free throw coming. Cardinals back up three. Free throw by Wells. Good. We'll get a chance to see New Bremen next Saturday against Anna at New Bremen. That should be a fine game. Yep, Cardinals have restored the four-point edge. Devin Raderman back on the floor. Throws it right side on the play to Caleb Meyer. Into the lane, burning. Back to Caleb, 25 feet away, poked away by New Bremen. Caleb rolls to the floor, gets it back. Head coach Corey Britton, timeout, 4:49 to go. Redskins down four on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for many years. Barker, number one most valued agency in the region.
representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly. When served by Barker, Barker Insurance, that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Well, Burning had a good look for Fort Loramie in the lane, couldn't get it to go. And then New Bremen quickly hoists up a three, missed it. And then New Bremen, in its haste, commits an over and back.
Yeah, that was close on the over and back. I don't know if he had total control, but yeah. I can't argue about the call either way.
And New Bremen going for the hat trick tonight, having won the freshman NJV tilts. 4:14 to go here in the fourth quarter. Jeff Bray joining us down in South Carolina promises to send us some real warm weather. Jeff, we'll take 50.
Next Saturday is supposed to be 74 where I'm headed.
Oh, boy. You've got to send it back. Here's Albers, left baseline, throws left corner, three-point shot, good! Wow, from downtown.
That's a freshman with ice water in his veins shooting that shot.
Caleb Maurer, that's terrific, giving Fort Loramie a boost, cutting the Cardinals' lead to one. The ninth grader hoists it in from distance. 38-37, New Bremen in the lead. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. Cardinals run the attack. 16 fouls, by the way, on Fort Loramie. Here's a shake-and-bake move 30 feet away, but Nolan Bornhorst foul Fort Loramie.
That'd be 1-1 now.
Uh-huh. I just got through saying 6. Now it's 7. Cardinals in business. Well, they can work the offense, try to get to the stripe, and get 3 points. 1-1. And strolling to the stripe, Nolan Bornhorst, he's got it. Bornhorst hits. A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. Free throw again, Bornhorst. Looks short. It is short. Hung on the front, came off. Rebound for Loramie. Redskins, a deuce from tying, a triple from leading. Here's Burning, head of the key down the left side. Gets a screen out high from Nate Meyer. Deep in the right corner, it goes to Caleb Maurer again. Tries to throw below the basket. New Bremen intercepts. Here comes Bornhorst strolling through the lane. Handoff on the play to the jump shooter from the right wing. And it is Griffin Retkerman. Was he out of bounds?
No, he couldn't get his feet right, and he took three steps to get himself balanced.
Tell you what, we've had about 8 or 9 travel calls in this game. That one hurts New Bremen big time.
Yeah, 2-point game.
Yep. That's a possession loss. Fort Loramie again. Chance to tie or take the lead. 2:47 to go. Fourth quarter. Weave out front. Nate Meyer. Albers into the lane. Back to Nate. Nate hands off to Brandewy. Good defense applied there by Suchland of New Bremen. Brandewy trying to barge his way through the paint area. Can't do it. New Bremen with a stout defense here. Deep in the right corner, it's thrown on the play to Caleb Meyer. Now to Brandewy. Thwarted right now is Fort Loramie's offense. 2:16 to go in the game. Redskins down 2. Burning, pivot move in the lane. Hits the cutter, Brandewy. Shot fake, wrap around, pass, layup, good. That's the feat of the night. Brandewy gets it. The goal made by Caleb Meyer. What a wraparound pass by Brandewy to tie the score.
Yep, he got himself in trouble, and he did a nice job of extricating himself.
That was a pass of perfection. A minute 48 to go. We're tied at 39. 39 apiece. Cardinals with the ball 30 feet away. They play pitch and catch. Keep in mind, New Bremen's in the bonus. Here is Griffin Retkerman in the right corner. Foul line extended to Logan Suchland. Here's Reese Bussey. Minute 28 to go. Each team with plenty of timeouts remaining. Baseline left goes Bornhorst. On the arc to Retkerman. Pitch and catch. Bornhorst in the lane. Splits a couple defenders. Coughed up the ball. Fort Loramie pried it loose. Out of bounds. New Bremen stays with the Cardinals. A minute 14 to go. And
new first-year head coach Corey Stevens gets a timeout for the Cardinals. We've got 74 seconds left. Tie game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spent about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Hoeing and Hoeing Builders in Anna, new underwriting sponsor. It serves Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on the client's lot or on the Hoeing and Hoeing lots located northeast of Kettlersville and Rutger Road. More about Hoeing and Hoeing in a moment. 65 seconds to go. New Bremen, Fort Loramie tied at 39. Cardinals have the ball on the arc. Go baseline left to Logan Sutchland. New Bremen works the clock down to 53. Barging into the lane, Nolan Bornhorst. Let's see. He fumbled it, lost it. The referees make eye contact. It stays with the Cardinals. Fort Loramie partisans are ticked off. 52 seconds to go. Tied up. New Bremen ball below the rim. Inbound low on the left. Awkward shot by Dan Holman. No good. Oh, good defense by Fort Loramie. Holman too far under. Redskins have the board. Three fouls on New Bremen. Redskins not in the bonus. Brandewey's got it 35 feet away. I would expect a timeout coming up in the next 15 seconds. Here's Burning with the ball. 40 feet out. Starts to drive. Pulls up through the key. Goes to Brandewey. 23 left. 19 left. 15 left. Here's Burning, 30 feet out. Took the ball from Brandewey. Burning to Brandewey high in the middle of the floor. Baseline, low right. Brandewey dribbling too much. New Bremen steals with 2 seconds to go. Brandewey was in traffic, had it swiped. Timeout, New Bremen in backcourt with 1.7. Tie game.
Boy, they were out of sync that entire possession. You call a timeout, and you set up an inbounds play to try to get the last shot.
Shocked. Shocked the timeout wasn't utilized.
They got three left.
Yeah, too much dribbling below the foul line. Not enough passing and cutting. New Bremen now, 1.7 to go to win it. Probably going to be a three-pointer. And that would be fitting if a 3-1 this game at the buzzer.
Well, the ball's going to be on the baseline, I think.
Yep, 94 feet away from the hoop. Hoeing and Hoeing Builders offering services for home remodels, additions, outbuildings. 200 years of experience among the current employees at Hoeing and Hoeing, which has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5 country acre lot, Hoeing and Hoeing has lots for sale in Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District, high-speed internet. Hoeing and Hoeing has become one of the premier builders in the area. And for information and to start designing your dream home, call Hoeing and Hoeing, 394-7144. What you can imagine, we create. Here's New Bremen in backcourt. It's inbounded, thrown cross court, caught top of the circle, shot at the buzzer. It counts if it goes. No! Off the back iron. Fort Loramie gave Reese Bussey too darn good of a look, Chuck.
Absolutely.
In 1.7 seconds, and the Redskins are cut a break. Wow, a near make by New Bremen at the buzzer. They wound up getting off, what, a 20-footer right on line, straight away, middle of the floor. Fort Loramie didn't challenge a couple passes.
Well, no, that was one pass.
It was one pass, a dribble, and a shot.
Woo. Overtime here at Fort Loramie, just like we had last night.
Right.
39-39 tie. We're on the air thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Thanks as well to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Carl Arns does a great job at Brookins. Don't forget tonight, you've got the pork chop special at Brookins, if any remain. And that might be doubtful at this hour. Brookins with great food. You can't beat Brookins, that's for sure. You got that cheesy and meaty homemade pizza, an array of great burgers, roasted chicken. Brookins, a fixture in Fort Loramie for years and years and years. Great variety of specialty sandwiches at Brookins. Your food's always cooked fresh. You sit back, relax, enjoy that great hospitality and atmosphere presented to you by Carl Arns. It's the ideal space to go for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. And the banquet room seats up to 60 at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Redskins start the overtime with two long missed threes. And then New Bremen tries to cash in on a frenzied fast break layup, which is too strong. And Fort Loramie's got it back. And a minute's gone in the OT, nothing decided. No points scored. We're even up still at 39. High right, Brandewee's got it for Fort Loramie. Fakes the ball to Albers, keeps it, goes outside the arc on the right to Nate Meyer. Devin Ratterman has been hot shooting threes, not on the floor at the moment. Caleb Meyer is in, Nate Meyer is in. Here's Brandewee lobbing down low on the right, tried to hit the cutter. Caleb Meyer threw it too far, out of bounds. Yep, two missed threes by Fort Loramie. A sloppy driving layup by New Bremen was not good. And then an errant pass out of bounds by the Redskins. And we played a minute 40 in the OT. Not a point yet. Still tied at 39. New Bremen with the ball in the left corner. It's Bornhorst. And he very cleverly tries to spin around Caleb Meyer. Gets a step. 1-1, Nolan Bornhorst. It's good. 40-39 Cardinals. Redskins once led 18-6. 12-point lead in this game at the end of quarter number one.
And Bremen's biggest lead was 4 points, I think.
Right. Twice. Shot good by Bornhorst. He drills a pair. Redskins in hot water now. 2 minutes, 8 seconds to go. 2-point lead Cardinals. Fort Loramie needs an efficient offensive set. Albers at the foul line. New Bremen sloughs off, daring him to shoot. Albers gave it up, got it back. Reach-in foul, New Bremen. Ball simply goes out of bounds. Redskins will throw in baseline left. Looking. Stabbed out of bounds by the Cardinals. A minute 59 to go. New Bremen up two. Below the rim. Burning, ball high overhead. Pitches deep in the right corner. Caleb Meyer travels into the lane, goes out back to Brandewee. 2-point lead, New Bremen, a minute 48 to go. Here's Caleb Meyer. Here's Albers, elbow in the right. Thought about shooting, didn't. Goes back to Caleb Meyer. They're trying to post up Nate Meyer on the inside. Can't get it to him. Here's Caleb Meyer, 25 feet away. Albers, high right. Bounce pass, baseline right to Nate Meyer. 10 feet away, spin move, ducks under. What a play. Shot it too strong, but a body foul by New Bremen. Crafty move by Nate Meyer.
Good footwork, didn't travel, went up and under and drew the foul.
No, didn't walk. In the act of shooting, he's got two. Minute 30 to go. Foul shot, no good. 41-39, Cardinals.
2 for 5 as a team now from the free throw line.
Second shot, Nate. On the way, no, too strong. Oh, what a rebound. Brandewee's got it for Fort Loramie.
Deflection by New Bremen and a steal. Now the Cardinals are in business. Minute 20 left. Next foul, 1-1. Next one after that, two shots. Got to work the clock. Well, Fort Laramie bench up in arms. Thought there was a travel, no call. Minute four to go in the game. We're in the overtime. New Bremen leads it by two. Deep in the right corner with the ball. Bornhorst timeout call.
I think the game's been pretty well called myself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been
sloppy. It'd be a tough game to call.
Well worked by an excellent trio of officials here tonight at Fort Laramie. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, all in Fort Laramie, online with us here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, as they are for every Fort Laramie sports event on Scores Broadcast. Don't forget, we've got Action Tuesday. Tentatively, we have set Fort Laramie at Jackson Center. Redskins return to the hardwood. That will be a challenge against Reichert and company at Jackson Center. 61 seconds to go. New Bremen ball. It is thrown in on the play to Wells, 30 feet out. He gives it up to Reese Bussey. Bussey behind the arc, double teamed. Hand off to Nolan Bornhorst, 50 to play. Bornhorst dribbles between two players. Ball near the timeline. Fort Laramie's going to have to foul. Body foul, burning. And it is the last of the one-on-one situations. Reese Bussey at the free throw stripe for New Bremen.
They did a nice job of making Bornhorst give the ball up and then foul somebody that hasn't been to the free throw line tonight.
43 seconds to go. New Bremen leads it by two. We're in the overtime. Bussey steps to the stripe, dips the knees, a big one in the air, way short. Oh, he stiff-armed it. Fort Laramie's got the rebound. And a bad pass. Oh, Fort Laramie came unglued on that possession. New Bremen gets it right back. One gift deserves another. 38.4 to go. Substitution for Fort Laramie.
The assistants fell asleep on the bench. They wanted to make a defensive sub. Didn't get him up there in time.
Nope. Caleb Bauer got to the scores table a few split seconds late. New Bremen will inbound it, leading by two. 38 ticks to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
A two-point lead possessed by New Bremen. The ball owned by New Bremen. 41-39 Cardinals over Fort Laramie. 36-35 seconds to go in overtime. Uh-oh, New Bremen threw it in bounds. And the thrower, Chuck, Logan Sutcliffe, received the ball back, but I don't think established himself on the court
to
play.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It was either that or a travel. Either way, they botched the inbounds for
sure it. Sure did. It's a comedy of errors right now. Well, Fort Laramie's got a half minute to go to tie it up or to win this thing by a point with a three-pointer. Oh, Brandon, we great drive down the lane. Block shot, no foul. I think that's the right call. He was hacked, pounded on the arm. Good initiative by senior Nick Brandewey as he took off and darted into the lane. He's got to make a couple free ones. He missed two a while back. Free throw, Brandewey, yes. 41-40. New Bremen by one, and Brandewey cannot the count. We have 26 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Overtime like last night, Fairlawn Botkins. Both of them good. Timeout Fort Laramie. We'll take a break. 26 seconds to go. 41-41 deadlock on scoresbroadcast.com.
honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm running for Shelby County Sheriff. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com. Paid for the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Another quick plug for Brookins on this Saturday night when that pork chop special is gone at Brookins. No place like Brookins, 10 Elm Street. Outstanding food, great atmosphere. Carl Arns does it right. He's got a new late-night menu Thursday through Saturday. Take advantage of it this evening at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Another fine underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com is Dan Eilerman Construction, LLC, in Fort Loramie. We thank Eilerman Construction very much. New underwriting sponsor on board with us since late last spring. We'll highlight Eilerman momentarily as New Bremen brings the ball in with the game tied at 41. We'll no doubt see another timeout or two. 20 seconds to go. Here's Bornhorst to midcourt for the Cardinals. Loops it back near side to Bussey. Fumbled it, got it back, nearly and over and back.
Goodness.
Oh, Cardinals save it. 12, 11, 10. Here's Bornhorst fading away. Three-pointer, hit the rim, no good. Great rebound by Albers. Albers hands off to a teammate, timeout called.
What a shaky possession that was for the Cardinals.
Wow, New Bremen spoiled a chance to get a good look. Hastened up a three, fading away, left it way short. And we are 5.6, Chuck, from a second OT. A 41-41 tie. 5.6 left. Fort Loramie's got the ball where, Chuck? Three quarters of the way down the floor?
No, I don't think so. They caught it on the rebound.
Oh. Yeah, they got to go 94 then.
And they won't be able to move. It'll be a spot.
Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated to primarily residential construction, serving customers from Dayton to Lima, from Mercer to Logan County, priding itself in developing excellent working relationships with you, the customer. Eilerman's mission creates for you a product that is truly customized to meet your needs and a product that's better than any firm in the industry can provide. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick, they work with you step by step by step. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every project. Quickly, Fort Loramie down the floor. 3 seconds, two. A jumper, Brandewee fadeaway. Missed it at the buzzer. It hung on the rim and fell off. Oh, it almost went down. It's on that shot, Chuck, and it goes in. Overtime, a number two overtime here at Fort Loramie. An extra 4 minutes for the second time. Tied at 41 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, we jump it up to start the second overtime. 41-41 tie. Fort Loramie and New Bremen. Redskins win the tip. Fort Loramie at 18 points after 8 minutes. Chuck, in the last 24 minutes, actually 28 minutes, including the first OT, Fort Loramie scored 23 points in 28 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, they're not lighting it up, that's
no,
for sure.
Uh-uh. Yep, Redskins have possession. Keep in mind now, 16,000 New Bremen. Fort Loramie's in the bonus. New Bremen's in the double bonus. Top of the circle, Brandewee gives it up far right wing. Then hands off to Albers. Here's Burning right flank. Brandewee on top. Look for the cutter, Albers. Couldn't find him. Redskins almost forced it Albers with a shot fake at the free throw stripe. Hand off to Caleb Meyer. Loops it cross court on the play to Nate Meyer. Here's Albers on the deck. A drive whirling down the lane. He scores. Albers with a heck of a play. 43-41 Skins. First points in either overtime. Right, Chuck?
No, he had a couple of free throws each in the first one. No baskets.
No baskets. Here's a bad pass by New Bremen. Fort Loramie on the steal. Redskins up two. Second overtime. 2:41 to go in the fourth. Or I should say, not in the fourth.
Well, technically, it is still an extension of the fourth.
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to wind up playing a fifth quarter. 2 4-minute extras. 8 minutes total in addition to the four quarters. And here's New Bremen with a bad blocking foul. 25 feet out on the floor, sending Albers, who's coming off a nifty made field goal to give Fort Loramie the lead, to the stripe. Albers 1-1, clang off the rim. Rebound touched by New Bremen. Out of bounds, Fort Loramie. 2:27 left here in the second OT. Redskins up two. New Bremen's had 2 4-point leads. Fort Loramie led by 12 at the end of one. Brandoey spin move into the lane. Ducks under. Might have gotten away with 3 seconds. Then makes an errant pass. That was Justice. It went out of bounds.
Totally out of control that time. He just needs to calm down a little bit.
Righto. Yep, New Bremen can tie it or take the lead with a three. 2:13 left. Second OT here at Fort Loramie. It's been a tight encounter. Overtime, like last night at Botkins, where the Trojans pulled out a 57-56 thriller over Fairlawn. New Bremen rotates the ball around the top of the key. It's handed off to Reese Bussey. Baseline left, Logan Sutchland. Now Nolan Bornhorst. High arching left-hand three ball. Bullseye! Logan Sutchland is on target. And New Bremen owns a one-point edge. Minute and a half to go in the second OT. 44-43 Cardinals. Here's Burning, right corner. On top, it goes to Albers. Deflection by New Bremen goes out of bounds. Ice water in his veins for Sutchland on that last trifecta. Minute 25 and counting to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie's got the ball. Baseline, right corner. It is Caleb Meyer. Outside to Brandoey. Ball in his hands. Now to Caleb Meyer. Burning on the weave. Tries to shake his man. Can't do it. Albers in the corner. Posting up Caleb Meyer. Hits the cutter. Nate Meyer at the foul line. He banked it in. He banked it in. Don't think he meant to. Uh-uh.
The backboard got in the way of the shot.
Oh, he kissed it in beautifully off the square. Fort Loramie up one. 45-44. 50 seconds to go. New Bremen with the ball. Bornhorst throws it cross court into the hands of Sutchland, who's coming off a made three. Back to Bornhorst. Between the rings, Reese Bussey dribbles behind the back. Hand off Sutchland. Blocked by Fort Loramie. New Bremen regains. 34 to go. Fort Loramie up one. Ball retained by the Cardinals. Bornhorst starts to drive. Oh, he traveled. He did. He took steps. Chuck, I saw it before anybody
Absolutely.
Else.
Absolutely. He started to make the pass, and the pass wasn't there.
I saw it first. You saw it second. Then the three officials simultaneously saw it. Another big turnover. Cardinals have had probably 8 or 9 traveling miscues in this game.
Yeah, they've got 14 turnovers. Not a horrible in a two-overtime game, but that was a big one right there.
Right. One-point lead, Redskins, who have the ball with 28.7 to go, back in a half minute on scorersbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Oh, a thriller here at Fort Loramie, just like a thriller last night at Botkins. 45-44, Redskins possess a one-point lead. Now, Fort Loramie's in the 1-1. New Bremen's in the double bonus. 28.7 to go, second overtime. Ball inbounded to Caleb Meyer. He steamrolls down the floor in a hurry. Into the half court. 21 to go. Foul, New Bremen. Albers will shoot. Yep, Grant Albers can stretch this out to a three-point lead, but he's got to make the first to get the second.
They are 4-for-9 from the free throw line for the game.
Not good enough. My quick math tells me that's 44%. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Shot Albers on the way. Good! 46-44, Fort Loramie. 22.4 to go in overtime number two. Second shot, Albers. Boy, he's got a big made basket earlier in this OT. And he sinks the second free throw. Boy, he's had a nice game in crucial moments. Two foul shots by Albers. Dead on the money. Three-point lead, Skins. 22 seconds left.
He made two for two in the fourth quarter, and now he's 2-for-3 plus a basket in the second overtime. So, yeah, he's been terrific.
Couple of final scores, and Sonya beats Houston 50-44, and Rushi tops Riverside 62-38. This afternoon, the Rushi girls defeated the Botkins girls. Don't forget a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Reese Myring with CPAs on staff performing tax and financial services for you, the individual. Also performing full service functions, controllership duties like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software and setup, consulting for business startups. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs, business consultants in Fort Loramie. New underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Along with LaCal in Jackson Center, we couldn't have gotten started in 06 and 07 without support from LaCal. New Bremen ball down 3, 15, 14, almost a bad pass. Cardinals still have it, 10. And just before the clock goes below 10, head coach Corey Stevens signals for a timeout.
That's another shaky possession right there.
Yeah. Tell you what, Chuck, these two clubs have got a lot of shooters. They spread the floor. They cut and pass pretty well. I'm not sure, though, neither one has got what I would call a true point guard on either the first or second unit.
No point guard and no real post players.
No.
So they've been running kind of an open post. And, I mean, like we talked about, the game started with nothing but three-point shots. Both teams have cooled off in that area now.
And you know what? Because New Bremen has worked it down to 10, they just about have boxed themselves into a corner and have to shoot a three now.
I think they have to take a three at this point.
Well, Redkerman number two will inbound, and he's made what, two or three of them?
He has made three.
And look out for him. He may throw it in, then get it back in that corner. Far side of the floor. Redkerman inbounding for New Bremen. And he did try to get it back, and it's kicked by Fort Loramie out of bounds.
Boy, Albers had the steal that time, just could not get a grip on it.
8.2 to go.
And then you're right, they were going back to Redkerman.
They sure were. Redkerman side floor, New Bremen down 3. 8 seconds to go in the OT. He throws it in, gets it back, goes baseline. Cross court pass for a three-pointer. Way short by Sutchland. He follows, missed it. It wouldn't have made any difference. It was a 2. His first 3 missed with 2.5 seconds to go. His 1-pointer with a second, or I should say his 2-pointer with a second left, was no good at the buzzer. Had it gone, the Redskins still would have won by 1.
Yep.
Fort Loramie did get pretty good defense on that last possession. They were all over Redkerman, sticky on him. It was obvious what New Bremen was trying to do on the first inbound side court when Fort Loramie almost got a steal from Albers. It was coming right back to Redkerman. Came back to Redkerman again. He couldn't get the shot he wanted, and he had to make a pass from one corner of the floor almost all the way below the basket to the other corner. And New Bremen got a hurry-up three from Sutchland. The ball caromed off the rim. He followed his shot, got a rebound 6 or 7 feet away. At that point in time, Fort Loramie said, go ahead and shoot it, make it.
Yeah, they did a good job, too, because he started to challenge him. Right. And then you can see his little mind started working, yeah. And he pulled his hands back and let him take it to the rim.
You're right.
The only way that could have been bad is if he would have fouled him and made the basket.
A three-point play the old-fashioned way. Didn't happen, and Fort Loramie survives, blowing an early in the game 12-point lead, fell behind by four twice. But the Redskins prevail in two OTs, 47-44. Fort Loramie played in the two OTs, Chuck, pretty daggone good defense.
Their defense was pretty good all evening.
Yes, it was.
Their offense is a work in progress.
Grant Albers wanted the ball in the overtimes. He asked for it and took a little charge.
Well, he got a lot of time last year as a sophomore, so he's got confidence.
Yeah, Brandewy and Albers took the bull by the horns in the OTs. Especially that second one, and Fort Loramie pulls it out of the fire by 3 points. Chuck, you've got a task on your hands to award the Clancy's winners tonight. Let's check out the scoring. A lot of made threes.
Well, Devin Ratterman led Loramie. He's the only one in double figures. He had four threes all in the first half. And then they got eight from Caleb Meyer and eight from Grant Albers. On the other side, Nolan Bornhorst, 15 points, led New Bremen and my Clancy's players of the game for Fort Loramie. Devin Ratterman wins the first half, and Grant Albers gets the second one.
There you go. I like it. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy. Just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Fort Loramie spoiled the hat trick bid by New Bremen, which won the freshman game, the JV game.
Right.
Redskins do prevail in the nightcap of three, 47-44 in OT. I really liked the look of Grant Albers at crunch time in this game for the Redskins.
Yeah, and you know what? And the other one is Brandewy. He handled the ball. He wanted the ball. And you can see he's still got some football legs, but he's going to work through that, get some practice time in, and he's going to be a force for Loramie this year.
And I thought New Bremen kind of tipped its hand. If Jack Kramer can figure out who's going to shoot.
And still, they allowed him to cut back to the corner, and the kid who was guarding him out of bounds, I won't say names, but was guarding him out of bounds, he took a lunge towards where the pass went, and you can see his mind went, and then he ran to the corner. If he hadn't, he was going to get a great look at a three there.
Right. But we knew all along who was going to...
The inbounder is always your most dangerous person.
Oh, yeah, especially when it's a hot-shooting three-point man, Retkerman, for New Bremen. But he wound up kind of getting barricaded along the baseline in the corner of the floor behind the backboard and had to make a wild pass cross-court beneath the glass to a teammate, Sutchland. And his three-pointer was... hustled up there real quick, was way short, got the rebound back, and almost made a two at the buzzer, which would have meant a one-point win for Loramie instead of a three-point.
The bettors would have been unhappy, though, because that would have cut the spread.
Oh, you're so right. New underwriting sponsor here tonight, Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. I'd like to remind you once again, our LaCalle Student Athlete Spotlight recipients. Thanks to LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center. We recognized Jenna Fischkelta, senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie, outstanding student, 3.6 GPA, daughter of Bridget and Joe. And for New Bremen, 4.0 GPA, Brooke Dickey, senior cheerleader for the Cardinals, daughter of Todd and Bridget Dickey. Fort Loramie lost the JV game, lost the freshman game, and needed two overtimes. Actually, five quarters of play, Chuck.
Yep.
That's what, 40 minutes. Needed 40 minutes. That's the first double OT we've had in a while, isn't it?
Good, quite a start to our boys' basketball weekend.
Yeah,
our first weekend, overtime, double overtime.
Yeah, it feels like we've done five games in two nights. Oh, boy. Tentative schedule, next webcast, and we'll update the site for you in the next 24 to 36 hours. Jackson Center boys entertain Fort Loramie, rescheduled game Tuesday night at Jackson Center. Hopefully the weather cooperates. We may be in a new perch at Jackson Center, first row of the seats behind the scores table. That's the plan at any rate. A lot of gratitude to a whole host of sponsors, and we got them plenty of mentions tonight, didn't we?
Yeah, we had a lot of extra time.
And extra sessions, two of them. Two OTs. I'm running out of material. Let's say goodbye.
Let's go home.
Thanks so much here tonight to Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, with whom I had a two-hour production session this afternoon. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer along with Mr. Albers saying goodnight from Fort Loramie. Redskins win in double OT over New Bremen, 47-44.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.